Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings, Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? Well, we got to talk about Dynamite last night. We had a Dynamite show, build for Forbidden Door. We now have four matches announced for the Forbidden Door show. And as far as big shows, like, man, there's a lot of stuff coming up here in June. I mean, we've got the New Japan Dominion show coming up late Saturday night here. We have got the Battleground show, which is coming up on Sunday. That's the NXT show. And by the way, we got to talk about those NXT numbers. They are very, very good of late. We have got the Clash of the Castle show coming up next Saturday. And of course, at the end of the month, we've got Forbidden Door. So a lot of stuff coming up, a lot of build for those on all the shows. And we can go over some lineups as well. But the news today, Penta's contract set to expire, said to be interest by WWE, according to Lucha Libre Online. Vince McMahon no longer allowed at WWE headquarters, including at the gym, which probably bothers Vince McMahon more than anything. But he's not allowed there anymore. We'll tell you about that. AAA and CMLL. Wrestlers can now work on the same show. And I don't know exactly how this was arranged, but I'm going to try to find out more. But we had CMLL wrestlers and Phoenix both on the show yesterday. And it is not just like something to happen. It's been worked out, which means for Forbidden Door, we'll have AEW wrestlers, AAA wrestlers, CMLL wrestlers, New Japan wrestlers, Stardom wrestlers. I mean, the Forbidden Door will be open. So we'll tell you about that and all the rest of the news. Mike Sempervivi joins us. The Dynamite Report, a lot to get into. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we got a lot to get into here today. And suppose we should start with AAA and CMLL. So, the rule used to always be that AEW could work with AAA, AEW could work with CMLL, but wrestlers from CMLL could not be on the same show as wrestlers from AAA. And so, you know, there would be, well, it just was like, I mean, whatever, okay? That's the politics and such. But, you know, it did lead to, I mean, I heard about it a lot, you know? That period where CMLL guys were on the show nearly every week, and there would be frustration from guys like Phoenix and Penta because they couldn't even be on the show. They couldn't do anything because the other wrestlers were there. Well, whoever it was, I've had people suggest it might have been Rocky, because as one person told me, Rocky can get anything done. Well, now CMLL and AAA wrestlers can appear on a show together. I do not believe that they can appear in the ring together. So you're not going to have like CMLL guy versus Penta or anything like that. But they can be on the same show together. And I think a lot of people listening to this probably think, who cares, what's whatever. I mean, they made it work. And, you know, the CMLL, man, they can hold a grudge. You think people in wrestling can hold a grudge? CMLL, they can hold a grudge. But at the end of the day, I don't know if it was all monetary, what the situation was, but there may have been a monetary aspect to it. There might have also been a talent trade aspect to it, where AEW is going to send more people to Arena Mexico, and it was worth it to them. Because, I mean, if you recall correctly, that you know, the BCC versus CMLL match at Arena Mexico, that match sold out weeks in advance. And Arena Mexico does not sell out weeks in advance. Occasionally, if there's like a huge anniversary show main event or whatever. But normally, it's, you know, they'll do a great crowd, but a lot of walk-up, etc. This thing sold out weeks in advance. And clearly, you know, the Arena Mexico fans, at least the hardcore fans, Arena Mexico gets a large touring audience. You know, tourists like to come in and go to Arena Mexico. But, you know, as far as like the hardcore audience, they like to see AAA or AEW wrestlers in there. So I think it was probably a combination of many things, but that does mean that Forbidden Door, you know, the CMLL wrestlers were going to be on Forbidden Door, and there was a lot of talk. You know, we ain't going to be seeing Roosh, we ain't going to be seeing Penta, we ain't going to be seeing Phoenix. Well, it looks like everybody can work the show now. So Forbidden Door, AEW, AAA, CMLL, New Japan, Stardom. I mean, there's going to be a lot of different talent on that show.
Well, when it gets right down to brass tacks, AEW doesn't need either one of them to run shows and be successful. CMLL absolutely needs AEW's help, at least a little bit of support if they want to continue to run in the States, and that's something they want to expand into. And if you're AAA, you have no real choice. You know, this is a big win for you because I guess they've got a deal now with Unimas to have a show on Saturdays that's going to be coming up. I don't know if they've announced that today yet or not, but it only benefits them because they're not the ones shut out of this deal because of New Japan, CMLL, and AEW's already existing relationship. But when it gets right down to it, AEW should have the rights to do whatever they want with these guys when they come up to this country. But I'm sure the success of the BCC going to Arena Mexico and CMLL's own selfish interests, and I'm not saying that in a negative way, but their own business interests, I have a feeling that they are probably fine right now with all of this. Apparently they are.
AEW original Penta contract set to expire between August and September of 2024, according to Lucha Libre Online. And according to Lucha Libre Online, WWE is interested in his services. No mention of Phoenix's contract status. Penta's scheduled to wrestle the Butcher on AEW Rampage this Friday. What a thing to add. Sure. Penta versus the Butcher on AEW Rampage.
Why not?
So, you know, it's going to be interesting the next couple of years. What's going to happen? Because when AEW first started, you know, so many people were so disgruntled with WWE. And AEW had national television. And they got money. And they're going to have more money after this next television deal. That a lot of people went one way. A lot of people went WWE to AEW. And now we're sort of at this point where a lot of people, their AEW deal comes up, they re-sign. Their WWE comes up, they re-sign. We've seen less back and forth. But, you know, some of the back and forth, Ethan Page has gone to NXT. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in a year or two. Because, you know, there are things we talk about all the time with AEW. There is a lot of frustration among the talent. And are we going to see the big exodus toward WWE now? Are things going to stay relatively the same, kind of an even back and forth? I mean, AEW does have, I mean, both sides have their advantages. And obviously, you know, one of the big advantages to AEW is if you only want to work one day a week, I mean, that's the place to be. If you're happy going on the road 4 days a week, well, ain't going to be AEW. And, you know, there's a lot of talent that we've talked about now for a long time. It's going on 3, 4, 5 years that they're in the same spot. And I talked about this with Cody. People got mad. Remember when Cody first jumped in and was like, 6 months he's going to be chasing the 24/7 title. Remember that? That was a big thing at the time. I guarantee he's going to be chasing that 24/7 title in 6 months. I said, you guys are out of your minds. The best thing that WWE could do by miles is push this guy to the moon. Because what? You want people to jump from AEW to WWE and your solution is we're going to beat Cody and make him a 24/7 champion? Like, do people even think the best thing they can do is take someone from AEW and push him to the moon? Same thing with Jade. Jade got brought in. They sent her to wherever to, you know, do whatever. And then big debut, big WrestleMania match, won the tag team titles, never lost. Heavily protected. I mean, Ethan Page, You know, Ethan Page was a guy they did nothing with. Granted, he's gotten to NXT. He's walked in, World Heavyweight Championship match, main event on a PLE, top guy. I mean, that's what WWE is going to be offering. And there are a lot of people in AEW that they're in the same spot. They're in the same spot doing the same thing. Some of them, hey, they're happy making a lot of money working one day a week or whatever. Some of them are just dying to get out and go do something. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be very interesting. What's Penta going to do? What's Phoenix going to do? You know, let's be honest. Who's doing a better job with the Hispanic talent right now? Is it WWE or is it AEW? So we'll know more in a few months.
You could argue there, you know, a lot of guys are spinning wheels right now, depending on how you want to look at that with the LWO and everything. And people will point to Dragon Lee and go, hey, this guy should be doing more. I think he is going to do more in the future. But look at a guy like Penta. It's the Endeavor part of this, and it makes for boring talk for people who just want to look at it from a wrestling point of view. But look at CMLL's deal with the NFL to have luchadors. You think WWE doesn't look at that and go, hey, we can do this as well, too. You always see George Kittle together. You see George Kittle at Raw. Why don't we have that guy here? Why don't we have a Penta and a Phoenix here? You never know. And the fact that WWE is now incorporating all these things and is doing a whole lot of synergy and a whole lot of cross promotion and using Endeavor, you know, to put people in commercials and do all that sort of stuff. You know, again, it all depends on what a person wants out of their lifestyle and out of their deal. For Will Ospreay, AEW was the place. For other people, you know, it's not. And they want to take the shot with WWE. So, look, it's not going to be one of those things, though, where just the average person can jump to WWE. One, they want to have interest in them. That's first and foremost. And two, you know, you go over there and it's going to be a lot different. You know, can you hang like a Cody? We'll find out, maybe, if Ricky Starks goes.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, my God.
What?
You bailed during the break. They are losing their minds in this chat over here.
Oh, because I had the temerity to say that Dominic Mysterio was like a big star now?
Yeah. Well,
actually, they're not really losing their minds. It's always like a very vocal minority. That's why I ignore it here on the air and then make a comment in the... chat to just like blow people up. I'm sorry. Dom's a big star now. Is he the top guy? No. Is he the nerd, geek, babyface tag team partner for Ray that nobody could have possibly cared about? He's not. Mm.
You know, and there's the, you know, thing over, well, it's those standards in WWE. Like, if you're like a star in WWE right now, I don't think that's an insult, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that Will Ospreay is not a proven star in WWE. He walked into AEW and became a bigger star. People have reacted to him. He's taken the ball and run with it every time it's been handed to him. He's a star, period. Like, there's no other way to cut it. And is Dom at that level? No. But has he been incredibly effective in his role in morphing into this slimy Eddie Guerrero-esque character, for those of us who remember what Eddie Guerrero was like? And he's taken some of that and become this slime ball who gets to be in these, a major part of these storylines with Rhea and Damian Priest and Liv Morgan. I mean, come on, he's holding up, more than holding up to his end of the deal.
All right, what else do we got here today?
And I didn't believe that was ever going to happen. So
Asuka appears to have undergone surgery.
Come back soon.
She, of course, had that knee injury. It was a March 15th SmackDown. It was totally bizarre. She, you know, the same thing we talked about a million times. She jumped off the apron, destroyed her knee, hopped around, could barely move, and I guess got a big brace.
It's Tsuchi Onida's career.
She got a big brace, and she was able to make it back in time for WrestleMania. But needed surgery. So she did say it had been a problem for a long time. And, you know, it's possible she'd injured her knee and it was, you know, kind of felt a little bit better. And then she hurt it again, jumping off the apron or whatever. But looks like she's going to be out for quite a while. And all the best to her.
Yeah, she is very missed already. You know, Io Sky can pick up some of that slack as far as being so very, very good in the ring. But Asuka's experience level when she came in, the fact that she was able to adapt in the way that she has, and the fact that she has been such a glue of that division, and there have been bigger stars, obviously, Sasha Banks and Becky and, you know, big feuds and things like that, but she has been the absolute glue of that division, and, you know, without her there, you know, it does hurt a little bit.
All right, now it is time to really set off the chat.
Oh, boy.
And perhaps the listeners as well.
All right.
I tried to tell you guys about NXT. Nobody wanted to listen.
Oh, boy.
Now, let's be honest and fair, because I always am. Okay? No, I am.
Okay.
I actually am. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, find an example where I'm not.
Can we go through our contract negotiations?
I mean, go for it. So listen. I'll be honest.
Listen, okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Up in, like, this NXT had a bad string for quite a while.
It did.
And to the point where I even mentioned repeatedly, I have never seen a product that I want to like more make me like it less. It's like they went out of their way every week to like make me not like a show that I wanted to like. But about 3 weeks ago, I don't know what happened, dude. I don't know what happened. But the show 3 weeks ago, I remember watching, I thought, the show's way better than it's been. It's like a good show this week. It's not perfect, but I mean, you know, it's wrestling. Nothing is perfect. But I really liked the show. And then last week, I remember watching it, and I thought, my God, it's been 2 weeks in a row. That was a good show. And then I watched it this week. It was the same deal. It's a good show. Is it perfect? No. Is the wrestling always good? No. But it was three straight weeks. And for those of you that have been paying attention to the NXT numbers, I mean, these numbers have been very impressive. Last week, they did a big number. And the first thought everybody had was, well, it's got to be Sexy Red. I thought it probably was Sexy Red. I mean, whatever. What else was it? So I got the quarters, and I went back and looked at the quarters, and like none of the Sexy Red segments were the highest rated segments on the show. Like the highest rated segments on the show were the segments that involved like Trick Williams and their top programs. I was like, huh, how about that? And then the show this week, 768,000 viewers and a 0.22 in 18 to 49. So, you know, whatever, numbers go up, numbers go down. But as people love to talk about, well, what's the state of television? Television's dying, less people watch television. You're right. Well, let's go back a year, okay? This week, a year ago, and think about how TV has dropped in the last year. NXT's viewership is up 25% from last year. So if you take into account like the decline of cable homes, it's, I don't know, up 40% or something. And then, you know, the 18 to 49, up 30%. How many other shows have an 18 to 49 that's up 30%? And, you know, the thing with NXT is sometimes there's stuff that I think is just, like, I could go on for hours about that six-woman tag last night where they put the baby faces and the heels on opposite teams so the psychology was all screwed up and nobody could figure out who was on whose team. Like, yeah, there's stuff like that, okay? But, you know, one thing I could say about NXT, which I don't think that anybody, unless you're just, like, actually biased, they do maybe a better job than any other wrestling company in terms of getting over the personalities and getting over the characters. You know everybody on that show. And you know all of their... I mean, I shouldn't say that. Like, I do watch the show and I'm like, who is this ninth tall athletic blonde on the show here today? Because I like just throw out 16 of them 1 week and then you got to try and remember who's who. Eventually, you remember, but like they could do a better job putting a graphic on the freaking screen.
But the thing is, you can look at Luca Crucifino and go, that guy's an Italian lawyer mobster looking guy. And
yeah.
You'd be right.
And listen, the other day, I was like, Natty came out with her partner. Okay. I was like, what is her name? Because, you know, they've got literally, and this is not an exaggeration, they have like minimum 9 athletic blonde women. Okay. 9. They all do gymnastics. They're all, you know, the happy ones are happy and they, whatever. But it's like, which, God, what is her name? Okay. So finally, you know, what's brought up? It's, I forgot her name already. What's her name? Carmen Petrovic.
Carmen Petrovic.
Carmen Petrovic.
Yeah.
Okay. So even though I couldn't remember her name, like, but here's the thing, I couldn't remember her name. But, like, I know all about her. She was a karate champion. She goes in there. She does karate in her matches. Like, she's one of the rare ones that doesn't just sit there and do a bunch of cartwheels. Like, she does kicks. She does karate. She, you know, she's tag team partners with Natty. They've worked together for a while. Natty's taken... Like, I can tell you all this stuff that happened. I can't remember her name because there's, like, 20 of them.
You remember, like, Lola Shakes It.
Yeah, I could tell you about Lola, you know. I mean, They do a great job.
Jada Parker's a badass. You got Kehlani, who's a nice girl.
She's a badass. She's with OTM. You know, yep. They're with the former Scripps, who's now not, you know, now he's a... You know, he's not a Cirque du Soleil anymore.
Fallon, they have clearly defined
characters. I can tell you everything about Fallon, yes. the Fallon character. They do a tremendous job. And at the end of the day, everyone talks about what is pro wrestling, blah, 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 blah. Let's go back to the beginning, okay? When you worked at the bar, Mike.
I thought we were going to Greek.
When you worked at the bar, what was your boss's name?
Which
just name a boss.
Okay, Walt.
Walt?
Walt.
Okay, that makes the story even better.
That's good.
Okay. Walt.
Yes.
And then give me the name of another bloke that works there.
Greg.
Greg. Okay, yes. Walt and Greg. All right? Uh-huh. If you're at the bar one night, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And like two randos. You don't know who they are. You don't know nothing about them. They start getting in a fight. One guy hits the other guy with a beer bottle. It's like, okay, whatever. You break it up and you send him out of there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, one day, Walt hits Greg with a beer bottle. Now you're like, you can't tear yourself away from this. It's like, oh my God, Walt and Greg are in a fight. That means something. The other two guys are just two geeks. So what does wrestling need? Well, you can do all the wrestling matches you want, but in order for people to care... First off, you got to put two people that you care about. You got to make them fight. Well, you don't care about them, but you don't know anything about them. So the key to wrestling, the key to all of wrestling, is you have to create these characters, get the audience to know who these characters need to be. Greg and Walt. That's what these characters need to be. They can't be the other two randos. You got to make a Greg. You got to make a Walt. And then... You got to create something where Greg and Walt get in a fight. Then people care.
Emotional investment.
And NXT does a tremendous job creating Gregs and Walts. That's it. And people are into that. You can see from how these numbers have been go, up, 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 up. It's got more growth than any company right now. I hate you. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Living right is easy.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I want to get back to Greg and Walt.
Yep.
But Mike's got something he's got to say first.
Well, you know, just looking at the numbers for CW, for those of you out there who hate WWE press releases, just prepare for a slew of them when they move that show to the CW because... looking at their numbers, and I would have never have believed this, but their highest rated show, non-scripted, Penn and Teller Fool Us, 623,000 people on average watch that show with a 18 to 49 year old demo of a .069. And they got a show called Wild Cards, which averages 523,000, but everything else is like, I mean, minuscule. And I know they've added ACC basketball and football. They've added some other things that are probably going to draw bigger numbers than what NXT will on a weekly basis. But for this show, and who knows what happens by the time September rolls around, but if they're humming on all cylinders, and I'm sure they're going to want to, I'm sure they're going to be building towards it. You know, it is going to be kind of, again, nowhere to the level of what SmackDown is, you know, for Fox, but for CW, look, whatever, all the numbers SmackDown did for Fox, Fox never forgot that WWE never delivered a one, and they never looked at it as prestige or programming that they really cared about. They wanted to build a gimmick around it with football and all this other stuff, and they did that, and it outlived its usefulness. NXT and that relationship to the CW is going to mean a whole heck of a lot more. It's going to be interesting to see what that show does week after week if it can get up close to a million every week.
So going back to Greg and Walt.
Yes.
I'm talking about someone on Dynamite.
Were they there too?
Basically.
It's like Rick Rude.
I mean, honestly, any four of these masked men could have been Greg or Walt. Okay. I just want to bring this up because the question was asked yesterday about this Bryan Danielson, Jon Moxley, Wheeler Yuta, and Claudio versus Magnus Volador, Esfinge, and Rujito match.
Rujito.
Okay. And both Dave and I were like, I don't even know why this match took place. I mean, and then everyone's like, what's wrong with it? You know, what's the problem? Like, you want a party match. You always want a party match. Well, here's the thing, everybody.
And Forbidden Door's coming up.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
The show drew 2,500 people.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Somebody was like, why does that always have to be about tickets? Can't the CMLL guys just... Okay, listen. If the things run 13,000, then I don't care what you put on the show, all right? When you're doing 2,500, I'm sorry, you got to sell some tickets, all right?
Well,
now, Wheeler ain't going to sell any tickets. God bless the guy. And honestly, Claudio's not selling any tickets either. But you know who could sell some tickets is Bryan Danielson. You know, it could sell some tickets, Jon Moxley.
Yeah.
So, how about putting those two in a meaningful match?
Well, Brian.
Hold on. We've got Danielson, Moxley, Wheeler, and Claudio. We've got Walt. Okay?
Yes.
Against Magnus, Volador, Esfinge, and Rujito. Okay? Mm-hmm. They're not... Is the other guy's name?
Greg.
They're not Greg. Okay? They're not. Okay, so this is two guys getting a brawl, and then Walt goes over and he breaks it up. You're like, okay, I see that every night. Okay, who cares? Walt and Greg get in a fight and you care. All right? We had a Walt and no Greg. And the thing is, here's the thing too. Fine. You want to do this match, whatever. Okay? This match was announced at the last minute. Okay? It was announced on, I believe, what was it, Tuesday? It might have been Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right. It was announced at the last second. The guys were like flown in the day of. They got there at like 4 in the afternoon. They had maybe 2 hours to try to put a match together. Can you imagine putting a match together with four guys that don't work your style or speak your language? 2 hours. John Moxley's supposed to be on a plane to Japan because he's defending the title of Dominion. Okay. Wheeler's coming back after 6 months. He's been gone for 6 months. Okay. Like, literally, they didn't even announce coming next week. Wheeler Yuta returns. Nothing. It's like the day before, it's like Wheeler Yuta is going to be in a random six-man against four CMLL guys who you know are going to lose. Yes, he got the win, but what it did nothing for him. He just got a win over four guys you knew were going to lose. And at the end of the day, what was this followed up with? It's followed up with a Bryan Danielson promo where he laments that he can never win. And all he ever does is lose. Right after the BCC together destroys these guys and dominantly wins the match. I know you can say, well, you know, he can't win singles matches, whatever. You know what? If the last memory we had was him crying on the apron because his team lost at the Anarchy in the Arena, then great. You know, you got a show. You got a storyline. You got a promo or whatever. It's like, why would you go from him crying? Like, when he was crying on the apron at Anarchy, I was like, okay, you lost Anarchy. Like, what's the big deal? Why are you crying? Remember we were talking about it, like, is he retiring? Like, it was so weird. He's crying on the apron. Well, 2 weeks later, he finally explains it. You know, I always lose these big matches, and I want to win the Owen, and I want to go, and I want to win that title at Wembley. Awesome. That's a great story. Why is he in an eight-man that they win right before he cuts his promo? This match was so unneeded for so many different reasons that, yeah, I don't have any idea why it was on the show. It sold no tickets. I mean, we're talking about, and granted, I liked the, the Battle Royal thing, the casino gauntlet or whatever, but like, you were in a state where Mystico could have sold tickets and you didn't advertise him.
Yeah, well.
Now you're in a state where the CML guys will sell no tickets. They're selling no tickets in Colorado, but you go out of your way to, announce it a day before. And then, you know, you mentioned Forbidden Door, whatever. Explain how I'm supposed to care about Forbidden Door when every single time I see the CMLL guys, all they do is jobs. The only time they win is if you happen to have Mystico and you allow him to beat Matt Sydal, who outside of losing to Mystico, we never see. So no, I can think of no good reason that this match was on the show. I think it accomplished nothing. I think it did, I don't want to say more, I don't think it harmed anything. But like, you can see Moxley just can't wait to get out of there. He's got to get on an airplane. Wheeler's coming back for just four luchadors that everyone knows he's going to beat. It's just, put Bryan Danielson in a meaningful match, have him lose. Then he cuts his promo at how sad he is about always losing. Have Moxley go in there, have a big match, or you know what, not even have him do anything.
No.
Let him go defend the IWGP title in Japan, and then make a big freaking deal out of it when he comes back, instead of not talking about it. Why am I sweating?
I don't know. Or you could just have Wheeler Yuta, because he's coming back, get a big win over like a name guy. Like, they used Brian Cage with Mark Briscoe last night, but against somebody where he gets a win, and then Danielson is there as he celebrates with Claudio, and Danielson's got a far way to look because he is upset and he's got to get something off of his chest. And now it's time to explain why he was crying on the ring apron and what he wants to do with the Owens. So, yeah, you could have taken that approach. And I push back that Mystico and that the Lucha guys wouldn't sell tickets. It's not like Colorado does not have a Mexican population there. I don't know what their demos are when it comes to any of that stuff. But the fact of the matter is, you didn't advertise them anyway, so it didn't matter because you flew them all up in one day because you came up with this idea the day before because Wheeler is now cleared and whatever. And you're right about Moxley. He didn't need to be on this show. I've cracked jokes about Moxley being on every show. This was one he didn't really need to be. So I get what you're saying. I know there's going to be people that are upset that you dissected the whole thing, but it's very difficult to push back against those points that you made, because at the end of the day, if you're just looking at this as a viewer, yeah, you liked it. That was fine. But did it make any real sense? No, it didn't. And in the long run, will it? No, it doesn't. So we'll see.
According to WrestleTix here, the show sold 92 tickets the day of the show. The CMLL guys sold zero tickets. None. No. They had a 92-person walk-up the day of the show. 25-27. This is the A show, AW's A show, on television on Wednesdays. It's not Rampage. It's not Collision. It's Dynamite. 25-27. We had three segments announced before the show started. The day before, they added one match with four random CMLL guys against BCC. They sold 92. There was 92-person walk-up. That's what they sold. So, yeah, this is a problem. And why people argue with me that it's not a problem, I don't understand.
It's going to take a long time to turn things around from where they were at. And some of the damage that was done for with different reasons, whether it be through injuries or the devil storyline or this or that, whatever. You know, once you start slipping and you lose those people, especially when your main competition is hot, that's already much bigger than you anyway, and now feels much cooler than you, it's going to be tough to get some of it back. But when we're pointing out some of the same things that keep happening time after time, you know, again, it's hard not to point them out when they keep making the same mistakes over again, over and over again. Again, people are going to jump on us and say we're being too negative and all this other stuff.
We're not. I'm being nice.
Find somebody to push back against any of the arguments you made there about that match. When he
go ahead.
I'm going to get Walt up in here.
I should get Walt. Get both of them. No one cares about just Walt. That's the point I'm trying to make here. Nobody cares about just seeing Walt.
Some characters, I'll tell you.
Now, a couple of notes from the show.
We're at a liquor store that was open until 2 o'clock in the morning, 365 days of the year, 366 on leap year. If it was Christmas, didn't matter. We were open. Place was amazing. Had a check cashing thing in the back that was took a large percentage. But then again, if you had to get your check cashed at that liquor store, you know, you were kind of in need and you would pay that percentage. And there may have been some bookmaking going on as well, too. It was a very interesting place. You open up the door.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, a hand would come out with some. It was a very unique place.
We had the return of MJF and they're setting up a match. MJF and Roosh. At Forbidden Door.
They made that one for me, I guess.
MJF versus Roosh.
I love it. And I want it to go on first.
At Forbidden. Of course it's going to go on first.
Please.
I'll bet you $50 it goes on first.
And you know what? I bet you they beat each other, and MJF is right there the entire time with it. He is not going to give any quarter to Rush. I can't. If he does, he's going to lose something in my eyes. So I cannot wait. I don't even want them working together. I want them just slamming into each other. Just horns on horns.
We had a four-way. Orange Cassidy, Jay Lethal, Phoenix, and Kyle O'Reilly. Phoenix won. He gets a shot against Will Ospreay next week, which should be a fantastic match. Even though the finish is a foregone conclusion. Should be very good. We had Mark Briscoe beating Brian Cage. He's going to be in the ladder match at the pay-per-view to get a shot to get the vacant TNT title.
Good.
Jungle Boy is not in it yet, but he will be. That was made abundantly clear.
Yeah.
They announced that the Mercedes-Stephanie Vaquer match is title for title. Mercedes is leaving with two belts, so she'll get the belt she never got that they made for her. Oh, man, I don't have time for Mariah Mantoni.
Okay.
Mina Shirakawa. And then Swerve and Roderick Strong for the AEW World title. It's one of those matches, like, it was a great match. But when I saw what the match was, I figured there has to be an angle afterwards, right? It's just Swerve's winning a match that we know he's going to win. But there wasn't. He just won. But then they did do the best thing on the show, which is they found an old granny. And her and Swerve and Nana did the dance. It was the highlight of my night. Back in a moment, Observer.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mm-mm. What?
Sell me on Jericho. Come on, Branch Boy. Come on, get your bark on. Let's go.
There's nothing really to sell, but I'm wildly entertained.
Are you?
You know,
are
you really? You know what the best thing about the Jericho, the new Jericho gimmick is?
Brian Keith?
It is. It's Brian Keith.
The deadpans. Yeah,
because, like, you know? Here's the thing. Whatever you want to say about Jericho, whatever, okay? But, like, Jericho's doing this over-the-top, wacky, goofy character, okay?
He's going to be sued by Stephen P. New for taking all that material.
So he's doing this gimmick. But what makes it so even better is Big Bill, okay? I like Big Bill, all right?
Well.
But Big Bill, since the day he signed with AEW, has just been a guy,
big
right?
Guy.
He's just been a big guy.
He needed a new Enzo and he found one.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's exactly what's going on. He is all in on the learning tree and being the Redwood. And this is the best Big Bill we've ever had in AEW by
That's
miles.
True. That's true.
And they've also taken an underutilized guy in Brian Keith. They've put him into this group, but he is still the bounty hunter. So Jericho will do his big happy thing. Big Bill way up there does his big happy thing. And then Brian Keith just cuts an angry, violent promo on somebody. And he's great at it. So I don't care what the rest of you like. I like it. What do you want me to do about it? Why? Oh, Brian Keith does not entertain me. Oh, this is a very boring version of Big Bill.
Go dip deep for
his
freaking
name
boy.
Was Big Bill. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.